The bill only applies to state governmental agencies and does not affect private hiring practices. Democratic Senator Don McEachin of Henrico is the bill's patron.
What this bill does is it says, interview the applicants if they seem qualified. After you interview the applicants, if you give one of them a conditional offer of employment, then you can go check the criminal history. If there's something in the criminal history that would be a negative for this job, you can withdraw the conditional offer of employment. Far too often it's been found that people are denied an interview just because they check on the box that they have some sort of criminal history that may be or may not be applicable to the job that they're applying for.
Republican Senator Ryan McDougall of Hanover.
If you think about the bill and put it in some practical applications, every state employee, including those that work at Department of Motor Vehicles, including those that work at Department of Taxation, you cannot ask them, have they ever been convicted of identity theft? Have they ever been convicted of forgery? Have they ever been convicted of embezzlement? Have they ever been convicted of grand larceny? Certainly, I empathize that people do make mistakes. We do want to allow people the opportunity to do better, do want to allow them the opportunity for employment. But putting a prohibition on asking when you're hiring for positions that deal with your particular information, including your Social Security number, your taxes, your driver's license, those are positions that are of trust, and there's very specific information. And the employer needs to know on the outset when you're interviewing people, is this an offense or do they have a background when they're in that position of trust?
Democratic Senator Dave Marsden of Fairfax.
I think all we're doing here is reordering the process by which we hire people to give people the opportunity to explain what their behavior was and what they did and what the circumstances were. It's just too easy to reject an application just based on somebody checking the box. We need to hear people out. Over the past, I don't know how many years in this body and the one down the hall, we've increased the number of things that exclude you from all kinds of opportunities. And I just feel like eventually we're just going to run out of bridges in this state for people to live under because they haven't had an opportunity to make themselves clear.
Republican Senator Jill Vogel of Fauquier.
The intent of the bill is not to preclude the employer from actually having the information. They get the information, and I understand those who object to the order of that process. But it has been my experience that some of the finest people that I know, some of the people that I respect the most, and some people who have worked most closely with me and have been my finest employees are people who have had a criminal history. And for sure, in a process like this one, where that was considered first and was the point at which they were rejected, would have never had the opportunity.
Republican Senator Jeff McWaters of Virginia Beach.
Mr. President, I have been involved with many organizations, commercial organizations, that have hired tens and tens, perhaps even hundreds of thousands of people. And the hiring process, both for state employees and private employees, and I'm sure, Mr. President, that someday someone will decide that this is good enough for the Commonwealth, that it's good enough for businesses that operate in the Commonwealth. And that's the big fear I have.
Senator McEachin rejects these concerns.
I would ask those who would oppose this bill, when does the person get to take this scarlet letter off? When does the person get a fair chance at bat? When does the person get a chance just to interview for a job? And if there's something in his criminal background or her criminal background that suggests that they're not qualified for that job, that's job-related, then they never get the job. Yes, people make mistakes. Yes, they carry that stain with them. But should they have to carry that stain forever? And certainly, while this bill does not remove that stain, it certainly gives them an opportunity to get into that interview room, convince someone that they're good, that they're qualified for this job, a state job, and give them an opportunity to hold it.
The House version of the bill stalled in subcommittee last month. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.